Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Butts UK podcast episode, episode 99. Next week, it is the episode 100, and we've got something planned. Really, it's a really exciting in store for you on that one. I'm your host, Alex. I'm once again joined by Kieran, David, and Graham. Hello again, you three. Good to see you again.
Hi.
Now, you might have seen that we did record a review of the Bears game. So if you haven't watched that, you do need to go back and see it, but not yet. Make sure you watch this one first. Make sure you smash the like button, click subscribe, do all the usual bits. Once you've seen this one, go back and have a look at that one as well. So we're here to look ahead to Monday Night Football. It's prime time for Buccaneers when the Eagles come to Tampa Bay. So let's get straight to David, so it's prime time. Tom Brady this time.
No, but it is a huge night for the Buccaneers. This is the night where Rondo Barber gets his golden jacket in front of the Bucs fans, and it is just going to be an electric atmosphere. We're going to have a lot of that Super Bowl team in Tampa. It's just going to be a crazy game. And what better than to celebrate Rondo Barber in front of the Eagles at the shutdown Vet Stadium. It was the only game it could possibly be held at, couldn't it? It's going to be an electric night.
I mean, there must have been some intentional planning there. I'm not complaining one bit on that one either. Kieran, Rondo Barber, Buccaneer legend, finally into the Hall of Fame, long overdue. What, in your opinion, what does he mean to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
So, the Super Bowl 37 defense, you know, everyone said, you know, where does that rank in history? But Rondo Barber was kind of, he was there before everyone. He was there after everyone. He was the perennial Buck for so long. I remember when my copies of Buccaneer Weekly would drop on my doorstep. It took almost the whole week to get to us in the UK. And I remember him being drafted. He was there. He played in Orange first time round for real. And he was part of the culture, along with people like Hardy Nickerson, that really changed the culture of the Bucks and brought that around. And so, although he's quite quiet, he's quite shy, although he's blossoming as a TV personality, but it was that slowly mature, inward-facing approach, I think, that really solidified the Bucks' character, and that's what led to a Super Bowl. So I don't think you can underplay him, and I think it's absolutely fantastic and just and right and proper that he's now recognised.
How big a moment do you think this is, not just for one day, but for the Buccaneers as an organisation? You know, he's in the Hall of Fame, and he's got his jacket.
Yeah, I'm with Dave on this one. I'm more enthralled by the fact that they're doing it in front of the Eagles fans, and they're going to see him getting the jacket, because still my favourite Buccaneer game ever was that the NFC Championship game, even better than the two Super Bowls, and that touchdown, my favourite Buccaneer touchdown of all time. Rondy's been an absolute stalwart. He's been a great player, a fantastic player. This is so thoroughly well deserved. I think a lot of us have been lucky enough to meet him on more than one occasion as well. Most recently in Munich last year. A true gentleman, he really is. He's such a nice guy, totally unassuming, plenty of time for everyone. He's just perfect. I'm in love.
Has your family got something to worry about now, then? Is Rondo Barber your next person?
Probably not, to be fair, but I don't think the feeling's mutual.
although to be fair, Rondo is not very good at holding his lager. We saw that, didn't we, in the beer house? If you buy him a few steins, he could be anyone's.
Now,
I mean, that's cool, the man. I mean, although saying that, it was bonkers in Munich, but we don't want to get onto that because we were talking about it for hours. We are here to look ahead to that prime time game against the Eagles. Kieran, what do you see from the Buccaneers in this game? What's one thing you're looking for in particular?
Mistake-free football. These are the big boys now. We've had the warm-ups. You know, we beat Minnesota. These guys beat Minnesota a lot more convincingly than we did. They are the real deal. They are a contender. I think And I haven't yet seen all the power rankings and where the Bucks have come out. I imagine they're starting to get to some mid-table mediocrity. If we can beat the Eagles, then I think we crack the top 10 in those rankings. This is the test so far for the season. I think this is the test for the first half of the season, to be honest.
The Eagles are absolutely no pushover, so we're going to have to be at our best to get results on Monday. Graham, what about you? What would you like to see from this under the lights?
Boring. We have to establish the run. If we can do that again, if we can get some forward momentum in the running game, we protect Baker Mayfield. We don't have him scrambling from one side of the field to the other, lobbing balls downfield, third and 15, third and 20, all that kind of nonsense. Establish the run. If we establish the run and give Baker Mayfield a little bit of time, I think he can pick some holes in them.
David, I'd like to hear what your thoughts on this one.
Again, the guys have talked about offense. I think, you know, what do you do to stop Jalen Hurts and the Eagles? The biggest thing is up front is they're very heavy reliant on the run game at the minute. DeAndre Swift, what did he get? 175 yards?
6.1 yards a carry he's averaging.
But, you know, our defense loves stopping the run, doesn't it? So that's got to be the starting point. That's where we've got to try and shut them down there. And once we do that, we've got to hope someone can pick up Devontae Smith in the air.
You're saying about the defense there, David. I agree with you completely there. I think, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I think back to that Bears game, Hurts and Fields, you know, can't compare two different quarterbacks, but I look at how good we were defensively, particularly on the line of scrimmage, and I'm feeling, you know, pretty confident, pretty optimistic that we can do something here. We can slow Hurts down and make it really difficult for him.
I think this is fair. The Vikings slowed him down a bit at the weekend there, but then, you know, Smith 131 yards, Swift 175 yards. That was 300 out of the 400 yards with these two guys, you know. So Jalen Hurts didn't appear to be that big a factor. So it's a three-headed monster, if not more. You know, they've got three guys there who could beat you on their own.
That's a really good point, and it's an obvious point, but it's an important one, that they are one-dimensional. And they are one-dimensional because they are able to impose their will on the other team. They don't need to become creative because what they do works. And I think, yeah, and like you say, yeah, Devonta Smith. Devonta Smith and AJ Brown, they kind of remind me very much of Mike Evans and Chris Godwin in that sort of 1-2. But where they're really honestly on a par, there is no wide receiver one, wide receiver two, I think, in the same way that I think Godwin's and Evans are the same. And I think the one thing we've seen in the first quarter of both games so far is Bucks giving receivers room, particularly down the seam or over the middle early on. And we can't get into a hole against these guys.
This goes all the way back to Wando Barber and the NFC Championship game. And our great Bucks football is all based on good defense. And, you know, this is, you know, what we'll be looking for from this game, really. We want to get right back to what is all about Bucks football.
So, secondary is going to be a big area that the Bucks need to focus on, I think, from you know, the points that you've all made, which is very, very, very fair there, especially when you look at the number of yards the Eagles are getting in the air. Our secondary are going to be really on point on Monday, during the game.
Yeah, I mean, Carlton Davis, I don't know how well he is, what the recovery is looking like. To not see him dressed last week was scary. To not see him dressed this week could be suicidal.
Yeah, and with all that as well, we don't have a great record on prime time. It's another game on national telly. And we'll be
I was hoping we get through the episode with no one mentioning that prime time record, but never mind. So let's quickly move over to our keys to the game. I think we've discussed a few already, but again, I'd like to hear what each of you think. Kieran, what's your key to the game on the Monday Night Football.
So I'm going to stay true to my form and say special teams will be the key to the game. Kamada will keep us in good field position no matter what. Chase McLaughlin was not to blame, I don't think, for that miss, that for the block kick. So I think, but no mistakes on special teams, I think, is going to be crucial. I think if we can get points and just keep rolling points, you can't keep coming away with three, but if you keep it demoralizes the opposition if you keep marching down and coming away with points. So I think, yeah, special teams for me could be the deal breaker, the game changer.
And David, what's your key to the game?
Stop their run game first. But I actually think we should go into this game as a free hit. Actually, so no one expects us to win. If we lose, fine. We just brush it off, move on. And let's not beat ourselves up about it. I think, you know, we can go there and put in a good performance. But this is one of those where I don't think we worry too much about it. We do lose, but just not get ourselves down. Let's keep the momentum going as best we can.
I think just for come to you, Graham, I just want to hold on that for a minute, David. I think you make a really good point there, actually, because I say we are effectively going in as the underdogs. I know we're 2-0, but as you say, on paper, everyone looked at this matchup and go, you know what? There's no way the Bucks going to get anything from this. So you could almost argue that we can just play freely. What happens, happens.
Yeah, well, I mean, we came out of last season, didn't we, thinking we weren't going to have a team at all that was going to be competitive this year. Actually, with everything, the transactions front office did, the players we kept, the free agents we brought in the draft, actually, I think collectively, Bucks fans know we're a better team than most people thought. But, you know we're not close to the finished article yet, but I think there's massive potential for this season. So let's just have a reality check on it.
Graham, what's your key to the game as well, please?
Yeah, kind of similar. I think we need to slow them down. We need to stop the run. They'll rack up 35 points on anyone in the blink of an eye. If we can, we can't compete with that. We can't be relying on our offense to score 35, 40 points. So slow them down. And if our offensive line can play the same kind of football we've played the last two games, gives us a chance.
Absolutely. I think for me, you know, we've mentioned their wide receiver threats. You know, it's easier said than done. We've got to try and really limit their wide receivers. You know, especially when we look at the numbers from the week, it almost feels like it's going to be near impossible. But if we're going to have a chance to win this game, we've really got to limit that wide receiver threat. So we know how quick we can get to a quarterback. Hopefully we can keep that up. Try and give Jalen Hurts even less time in the pocket, giving the receivers less time to get down the field, and hopefully we might be able to limit them there in some way, shape or form. So for me, my key game is to limit that passing as much as we can. Right, time to put our money where our mouth is. Here we go. This is the big one. I think this is what everyone tunes in for. Okay, score predictions. Graham, what's going to happen?
I say we do slow them down, and I say we score a couple of touchdowns. I think we beat them 27-24. There you go. You heard it here first.
Close game, but I like that. I like that one. Kieran?
I'm glass half empty, I'm afraid. You're going to hate me. I think we win. I think we win 7-5. But in scoring opportunities, but I think we come away with too many field goals, and I think we end up losing 31-29. There were a couple of occasions where, I mean, the key for me last game was when Devin White was dropping back into coverage on the number one receiver. And if we get those sorts of mismatches, we will be picked apart. So I think we will move the ball. I think we'll score, but I think they're just too strong.
David?
Bucks are going to win 21-17 despite all my pessimism. They're going to get off to a fast start. We're going to sort ourselves out. We're going to put Jalen Hurt in the ground. And we're going to sort ourselves out. Second half comeback for a victory inspired by Wandy Barber's halftime gold jacket.
I'm afraid I'm on Kira's side here. I'm half empty. I think this is just going to be a really, really tough. I'm sorry, Graham. I'm just being honest with you here. I think it's going to be close, like you guys, but I think the Eagles might sneak this one. It's going to be pretty high scoring. I'm going 31-28 to the Eagles. So I think it's going to be really, really close and really high scoring. But yeah, that's where I'm going with
it. I could be persuaded.
I hope I'm wrong.
It could be whoever gets the... If the Bucks get the ball last, I think we've got a shot. And I think we're all saying it's going to be close.
I think you must have been reading my mind, Kieran, because I almost thought... I thought that as well. I think whoever gets that ball last could end up winning this game. We've got two good defences coming up with each other. We've got two good defences coming up with each other. So I think this is going to be... For neutral, I think this is going to be a brilliant game. As a Bucks fan and an Eagles fan, I think you're going to be, sweating. I'll just say sweating. But I think it's going to be a really good game for a neutral. So we'll see what happens on that one. But yes, thank you ever so much. Sorry, David, sorry.
I was going to say, the Vikings did put 28 points on the board against them. I think we've got a better defense.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think there's a chance there.
Yeah,
I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to finish the show. Thank you, everyone. Kieran, David, Graham, thank you so much for joining me for this one. Please remember, don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you're not already. Like the video and turn on the bell for notifications every time we upload. Once again, thank you ever so much for joining us. Enjoy Monday Night Football. And when you see us next time, we're back for episode 100. We can't wait to see you then. Take care and go Bucks.
Go Bucks!
Well, nah, that was awesome.
I've got to now go and rub some cream on my dog's. So
I wish I was still recording.
I am.
Hey, Kieran, my intake can manage small bit. So I'll cut that clip down.
Get me that clip.
I'll send you that clip, okay? I'll leave that with me. I'll send you that one.